We're beginning today's shiur in Simen Gimel. We're at the Sif Yud Gimel, which is the end of page 14. So the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, Lo Yashtin Mu'umud, a person when he is going to relieve himself of ketanim should not do it standing up. Mifnei nitzotzot hanitozen al raglov, because of little sprinkles of neiraglayim that can sprinkle onto his legs. Unless he's standing in a very high, unless he's standing in a high place, and therefore it won't go on his legs. Unless he is relieving himself onto loose dirt, turning the page, the Rambam says on top, what is ofer tichuach? Pirish karka she'ena besula. It's karka that's not unworked. Elo kigon shel eretz charusha. Rather, it's like earth of a ground that was plowed already. So it's soft ground, so you need an etza of how the nitzotzos won't be sprinkling onto your leg. Says the Mishabura on the bottom of page 14 in Sivkotan Chav Gimel, al raglov, we don't want it to be nitzan al raglov, v'yomru shu krushovcha, because then they're going to say there's something wrong with his giz, that it doesn't work properly, she'ein ne me raglov mekalchan elashosasin, that the me raglayim comes out, doesn't come out as a stream, rather it just drips down. Ukrushovcha in a molid. And if they say it's a krushovcha, that means he can't have children. V'yomra bonav she'enam shalo. And then they'll cause a loss, false rumors about his children, that they're not his children, that they're mamzerim. So therefore, that's a problem with having it dripping on your legs. Therefore, one has to be very careful that he should stand in a high place. Says in the Shibruin, Sivkatan Chav Dalid, V'in'enlo etzos elu. If he doesn't have one of these etzos, he can't be in a higher place or on soft ground, the gam shom yefsher b'yeshiva, and he can't sit there either. So yuchal lasos eitza acheres, there is another eitza that he can do. Shelo yavol lidei nitzotzos, so that it will not come to have these sprinkles of neiraglayim on him. And what is that? Sheyisayeya babeitzim lahagbia hagid ktsas, that he can use his beitzim to lift up his gid a little bit, so it will not go on him. O ayde matlas ovo, or he can use some kind of thick rag to touch his aver to lift it up. V'i is rami shenoflu nitzotzos al raglov. And if in any of these cases still there are nitzotzos that do go on his feet, mitzvah l'shafshafam, he should certainly clean them off. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud Dalet on page Ches, Yizor shlo yechos ba'am l'v'yashin. A person should be careful when he relieves himself of meiraglayim not to touch his aver. Imlo me'atara ulamata, unless it is from the part of the atara and downward, which means, downward means the part away from his body. From the atara and downward, that would be okay to touch. And the reason why you should not touch is mipnei shemotzi shichva zera levatola, because that could lead a person to be motzi zera levatola. Elo im kein hu nasui, unless a person is married, then it would be okay for him to touch his aver when he is doing meiraglayim. However, the Mechaber ends off and says, umidas chasidus lizor afilu hanasui. However, it's appropriate, midemidas chasidus, to be careful even if one is married. Says the Mishabur in Sipkaton Chafei that one should be careful not to touch the Amma unless it is from the Atar Ulamata. Vafilu im ha'ever bekishui mutem yatar ulamata. Even if the Aver is bekishui, it still is permissible to touch from the Aver and downward, meaning away from the guf. And the reason why one wants to avoid touching his Aver when he's being matal meiraglayim is ifnei shemotzi zera levatolo, Sipkaton Chavav. Ratzalomer means to say Sha'idei Nigi also Bagid Bode Chimum Dehirhur, because we're afraid that through touching his Aver he will come to have some inappropriate thoughts. V'yavol Hazeh and Uli Tezer Levatola, V'chomer Avon Hazeh Ayin Be'Evan Ezer Simen Chav Gimel. One who wants to be Ma'ayin into the seriousness of such an Avera can look further into Evan Ezer Simen Chav Gimel. Again, we said, except if he is married, Sivkotan Chav Zayin, Diyesh Lo Pas V'Salo, a person is married, already has his bread in his basket, meaning he has a wife, and the Mela Ve'en Yitzro Tofo Kolkach, and therefore his Yitzro doesn't attack him that much. However, says the Mishabur, a very important point, Ve'im Hi Nida, however, if his wife is a Nida at that time, Oshu Baderech, or he is away and he's not with his wife, then it would be Aser, because then he loses his Klal of Pas V'Salo. V'ayin be'evan ezer simen chav gimel sivdala da'afilu nasui einu mutter lahushi yad lo amo klal elu b'shah shutarachu nekavav, that even a person who is married, where we say he has the heter to touch his amo because he has pas v'salo, that heter is only when he is trying to relieve himself, but not at any other time. And then we ended off in the Mechaber by saying that it is midas chasidus to be careful, even one who is married, Says the Mishabura Sivkaton Chavches, Vim Omeid B'Makom Sheesh Lo Pachat Shelo Yipol. If a person is relieving himself in a place where he's afraid he might fall, it's a little bit of a scary place. Ein Lahachmir B'Natsri Klav. And a married person doesn't have to be careful at all, because the fear that he has will override anything else and he will not have any Hirhurim. Okay, let's go weiter in the Mechaber. Sif Ches Vav. Afilu Misha Einu Nasui Mutter L'Saya B'Beitzim. Even one who is not married is allowed to assist in his bimatal meiraglayim by using the beitzim to move his ama to the place that he needs it to be. Says the mishabura sefatan chates ba beitzim sheeinu mischamim al yedezeh. One does not get chimum by touching the beitzim. V'lefa'omim mutter lechos ba'ama lahashin. There are some times where it is mutter to actually hold on to the ama when one is bimatal meiraglayim. Kigon ayim dey matlis ova sheeinu mischamim, like a thick rag that does not cause any chimum or any hirhur. Avol, ayidei ha-cholok aser. However, through a regular undergarment, that would not be permissible. V'yesh mefakfakin gam ayidei matlas ova mishum d'lo yadina shi'uro. Some say that's not even so pasha to use a thick rag, because we don't know what the gather is of how thick it has to be, so it's not clear exactly the halachas, and therefore one should best stay clear from such an eitzah. Sif tes zayin. Lo huter la nasri lechos ba'ama el lahashin. Like we just mentioned, there's only mutter for a married person to touch his amma if it is for the purposes of hashtano, aval ischake chlo, but to rub it or do anything else to it would be forbidden. Says the mishaburis of katan lamid leischake chlo lefisha chikuch maybe with a chimum, because that would lead to chimum ubakal yavol lidei shilva zera, and that would lead to be motzi zera levatala. V'ayim b'chay odom shematir aidei beged of. Look in the chay odom that he's matir through a thick garment. Umutir litzrok zokan atachton. One is allowed to comb his hairs down below. Ach lo yiga oz ba'ama biyada. However, he should be careful if he does that. For whatever reason, he should not touch his ama at that time. And the final mechaber in Siv Gimel, which is Sif Yud Zayin, says in Simon Gimel Sif Yud Zayin, Hamasha in the cover of over mishum b'atashaktsu. One who holds it in when he has to go to the bathroom, he's over the Isra b'atashaktsu. Here we'll spend a little more time than the other halachas before we start the next Simon. If you look at the Mishaburin, it's Sifkatan Lamed Aleph. So we said a person who holds it in when he has to go to the bathroom, he's over the Isra b'atashaktsu. The Imasha Atzmu l'ketanim. If a person holds in when he has to go ketanim, over mishum b'atashaktsu, umishum lo ye okar. He's also over on the Isra of Lo Ye'akar, because that can cause him to be unable to have children if he holds in his Meiraglayim too much. The Hamasha Melafiach, one who holds in when he feels he has to let go of some gas, Eino over about the Shaktsu, that would not be included in the Isra about the Shaktsu. Gam ho Isra about the Shaktsu Nidche Mipnei Kavod Abrios, a very important halacha, that even though one should not hold it in when he has to go to the bathroom, however, it will not be Asr Mitzad about the Shaktsu if it is an aspect of Kavod Abrios. We'll see examples of that in a moment. The Mishaburg is one example, we'll see other examples. Kigon Hamasha Nekovav Ad Shiyimtso Mokum Tzanua V'Chagavna. Like a person has to go to a bathroom, but he's in a public area, so he's waiting until he finds a private place. So even though he's delaying going to the bathroom, that would not be an Isra about the Shaktsu, because Kavod Abrios overrides it. Let's just finish the Mishabur, then we'll see a bunch of notes. Yizor Mo'odla Kanea Chetev. When a person goes to the bathroom, Gedolim, he should be careful to wipe well. Kitzoa B'Mekoma B'Mashu. Because even if there's just a little bit of Tzoa in that place, it's going to be a problem. Midin saying Kriya Shema and saying Tefillah, so a person wants to make sure that he gets rid of all of it. Kamo Shekosa B'Simen Ayin Vav Sifhei. V'Tov Lirchot Piha Tabas B'Mayim El Barok. It's also good, says the Mishabura, to wash off that area with water or with saliva. Now let's go to the notes and we'll see a few very important notes, and then the Mitzvah Shem will start Siman Dalet. So we'll first start with Nadir Shu, the note number 16. We said if a person holds back from going ketanim, it's over here at note 16. If a person holds back going ketanim, so he's over on Israel about the Shaktsu. Vim eino mis'avil in the kov of kolkach. Now it's always hard to make a gedir. You know, when are you over about the Shaktsu? You have to go a little bit. So here's a little gedir that they give, that if you don't have to go so much, v'einu magish elah hisorus ba'alma, you just feel a little bit that you have to start going to the bathroom, So the Mishabura says later on, She'eno over Mishum at the Shatu, Ubigeder Hadover Kosav Eishal Avram. The Eishal Avram is Magdir, exactly when you'll be over the Isser. She'imke She'misiach Daito Eino Magish the Tzorach in the Kovav. If a person gets distracted to something else and he'll forget that he has to go to the bathroom, so Eino over Lo Mishum at the Shatu, Lo Mishum Lo Ye'akar. So he'll avoid both Yisurim. In other words, if you have to go only a drop, and if you're focused on it, so you feel that you have to go, but if you distract yourself with something else, someone calls you and you forget that you have to go, then already, if it's that level, that you will not be over on these Yisurim. And they bring down B'Shem the disciple that he was knowing that way, that he felt that if it just had to go a little bit, that you're not over the Isser. Now, in terms of the Isser of saying Divrei Torah or Kriya Shema or Brachos, so one has to go to the bathroom, there we're going to see later on that it's noheg b'chol mi she'eino yochol lahamid es atmo at parsa, like we mentioned already, you have to be able to hold it in for the time it takes to go at parsa, which is 72 minutes. Afilu she'eino misave kol kach b'shir she'eis bo mishum isra about the shaktsu. In other words, that's more machmir than the isra about the shaktsu. One has to make sure that he doesn't have to go to the bathroom within 72 minutes. Skipping to note 17, he says such a very important thing, that even though we say this isra about the shaktsu, which is a pasuk, The poskim say she'eino ela midrabanan, that this iser is only midrabanan, and therefore one who has a choli of shulshul and his refuah is to hold it in. So the Nimbukei Or HaChaim says he will not be over on the iser about the shatsu. It's obviously more room to work with if it's only an iser midrabanan. The main thing we said we can work with was that if it's kavod abrios, we will not address the Baal Shatzu if it will be an issue of kavod abrios. If you look at note 20, we'll just see a couple of examples of that. Kegon melame Torah, a person who's teaching Torah, odorish l'rav, where a rav is giving a drasha, ubeemtze nisrach min kavod afilu hagedolim, and a person, he feels he has to go to the bathroom in the middle of his drasha, but it would be embarrassing for him to leave in the middle of his drasha to start going out to the bathroom. So Mishabru says later on, Shemutr lahashos asu mnei kavod abrios. That's an example of kavod abrios, that even though he has to go to the bathroom, he does not have to leave in the middle of his teaching or in the middle of his drasha. Skipping down to the last line of the first column in the notes, Mishaola bima likro batora v'nisrach on the kavod of a person who got an aliyah, he's up by the Torah and he has to go to the Beis HaKisei. So the Berlocha writes also that Shemipnei kavod abrios mutr lahamshach b'kriyasa, he can continue laning or getting the aliyah, and he does not have to leave in the middle. An additional, a bigger chiddush of Chaikinyaski says, is the balkore kavua shenitzrach on the kovav, a set balkore who has to go to the bathroom, af imadayin lo hisra likro, in the middle of chadosh hashatz or shachar, so he doesn't have enough time to go out to the bathroom, but he's the balkore, and he didn't even start laning yet, mikomokom im yesh lo busha gadova im yimna min likro ula yesh lo hakel. If it's going to be embarrassing him to go out and miss the beginning of laning, or everyone's going to look around, you know, where's the balkore? So also we can be lenient that he could hold it in, and he could kavod abrios will override the issue about the shaktsu. Now just two last points over here. Note 21, we said if there's toa b'makomo it's b'mashu, then eino niris afilu gushu yoshev, if it wouldn't be seen, even if he would sit down, we're going to see later on that it's mutter, shir lo nitna tor la malachi asharis. We're not malachim, a person can't be so exact, and so even if a person knows that if he's sitting down it won't be seen, so that already will be okay. And the last point we said in the Mishabura was that it's good to wash off that area with water or with saliva. So what about nowadays where we have a fancy toilet paper that does a good job? So that's a machlokas, but in the last two lines he brings from Chaim Kanievsky that he says that nowadays, sheyesh lanu niyar yafel l'kinuach hu shoved v'maloso l'rechitza v'mayim. That's equal to using the water. In those days, I guess they used to use stones. It was hard to get it all off. So there was a milah to use water or to use saliva. But nowadays, says Chaim Kanievsky, not everybody agrees to this, but nowadays that we have proper materials in which to do it, so one would not need the water. That would take the place of the water. Now let's begin.
What's the halacha of tzeiv v'mayim v'mashu? What's that nigea for?
The nigea for brachos and tefillah. But if you have a little bit of tzoa in that makom.
So it says that, like if you have tzeiv v'mashu, that's
yeah. Okay, let's begin now. Simon Dalad. We'll just begin a little bit, but here's gets us to a very famous, well-known machlokes, and then we'll read a few words in the Mechaber. But there's a lot in the Mishavu and a lot in the notes. The Mechaber says, "Yirchatz yodov yivarech al netilas yadayim." A person should wash his hands in the morning. He should wash negelaser, and he should make the bracha of al netilas yadayim. That's all we'll see in the Mechaber. That you wash negelaser in the morning and you make it al netilas yadayim. And now we'll see in the Mishavura a big machlokes Rishonim. Why are we making a bracha of al netilas yadayim by Negev Asar in the morning. So if you look in the Mishabura and Sifkatan Aleph, Yirchatz Yadav, Yesh Alzeh Shnei Ta'amim. There are two reasons for this, and this will be carried through the entire Siman, many nafkaminas between these two reasons. Harosh Kosav, the Rosh writes, L'fi Shiyadayim Shel Odom Askanios Hein. Because the hands of a person are very busy. V'efshar Shelo Yiga Babasar Hametunof Balayla. It's impossible that your hands didn't touch a dirty part of your body during the night while you were sleeping. And lozet tiknu chazal brocha al hanatila lekriya shma ulatfila. And because of that, chazal will masakin a brocha on the natila before one says kriya shma and one says tfila. That's the first reason brought down by the Rush, that since a person touches his hands on a dirty part of his body when he's asleep, because his hands are always moving around, therefore chazal will masakin to make a brocha on the natila sedayim before you say Kriya Shema and you say Tfila. If you look at notes number 1 and 2, we'll see some interesting things. Note number 1, he writes, Mishi Yoshin Balayla Im Kefafos, one who sleeps at night with gloves on, She B'vadai Lo Nogo B'mokum Matunav. There he knows he didn't touch a dirty part of his body. So Kasa B'Bir Alocha Lahal, and the B'Bir Alocha will tell us later on, Shilashitas HaRosh Ein Tzarech Lito Yodav HaBoker, Elo Mishum Ruach Ra U'Beli Bracha. So according to the reason that we're washing our hands in the morning because we touched a dirty part of our body, if we know we didn't touch a dirty part of our body because we were wearing gloves, according to this reason, one would not need to wash his hands for that reason in the morning. And the only reason left will be because of the evil spirit that's there, and that you wash without a bracha. We're going to see there's two reasons, there's the Rosh and the Rashba, but there's really a third reason, which is the Ruach Ra, but the Ruach Ra alone does not warrant a bracha. And therefore, the first point that we see over here in the Bir Halacha is that if a person wore gloves and vada did not touch a dirty part of his body, he will not need the Tilas Adayim for the din of the Rosh, but he would need for Ruach Ra, but it would not require a bracha. Note number 2 points out another very important thing with the Rosh. Umishe yodea sheyodav metunafos. A person who knows his hands are dirty. L'shitas ha-Rosh chayev levarich al netilas adayim af l'shar tfilos. According to the Rosh, you'd have to make a bracha of al netilas adayim on the netila before mincha and marv as well if you know your hands are dirty. The same way that by shachris, the reason why you're making a bracha is you know your hands are dirty and you're washing it for tefillah, you make a bracha. So if your hands are dirty before mincha, you also should have to make a bracha of the Rosh. However, le'inyan halacha, bottom line, we're going to see later on, shemisha asa trachav le'gedolim v'rotze le'espalo, the person who goes to the bathroom, gedolim, and he wants to daven afterwards, afal pishu l'shitas ruv ha'poskim chayiv l'varach al netilas adayim, even though according to most poskim, and certainly l'fi the Rosh, one would be chayiv to make a bracha al netilas adayim, mikom makom ein lozos mipsak ha'shulchan aruch sham sheito b'lo bracha, we pass on the shulchan aruch that one should not wash with a bracha in that case. So even though l'fi the Rosh, there would be reason for a bracha, but because, as we'll see, other reasons, the ma'isa, the bottom line is that we would wash before the other tefilos without a bracha. We only make a bracha before shacharis. Back to
we're talking about over here is when you wake up in the morning and you're still laying in bed, you wash the other night, no?
Correct.
Say what? And throughout the stomach a little bit also, like, why? He's comparing over here in the middle and say, oh, so it's kind of like a shacharis. It's called.
Well, because according to the Rosh, and this is a very important point that we're going to discuss tomorrow, and the Mishnah addresses it, and the Bir Halacha speaks more at length, that the bracha lefi the Rosh is for shacharis, and therefore the question is, this interesting shayla, is if a person gets up early and he wants to learn for an hour before davening, so does he make the bracha on his initial washing when he first gets up, or maybe he should wash his hands, maybe he should go to the bathroom again before davening, wash his hands and make the tefillas adayim then, because the bracha is really for before davening. So we're going to address that.
We do it in davening, right?
We'll see what we do. Right, we'll see what we do. Right, we don't make it right after we wash usually.
It sounds like he was saying he's doing it right when he woke up.
Well, we're keeping it simple for now. We're assuming the person's getting up and he's going straight to daven right afterwards. So he's washing his hands and making the bracha for the tefillah. But you're asking an excellent question, and we will certainly address it. But that's reason number one. Back to the second line in the Mishabura, that Rash Bekosov. The Rashba brings another reason why we make a bracha of al netilas adayim in the morning. Lefisha b'shachar achar hashena anu nasim kibriya chadasha. It says in the morning, after we wake up from our sleep, we are like a new creation. Diksiv chadashim la bekarim rabba emunasecha. That in the morning we're like new. And therefore tzrichim anu lahodos lo yisbarach. Therefore we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheberanu lechvodo that He created us for His honor. Lesharso ulevarech shmo. And He created us for His honor to serve Him and to bless His name. And because of that same very reason, we make all the brichas ha-shachar. So the Rashba is saying that the bracha of Ani Tehillas Adayim is like all the other brichas ha-shachar, that we're blessing Hashem because He's making us a bria chadosh in the morning to serve Him again, a new fresh day. Therefore, this bracha also was established in the morning. To be mekadesh yourself with his kedusha, v'lito yodenu min hakli kekohen shemekadesh yodo min hakiur kodem avodoso. Just like the Kohen Gadol used to wash his hands from the kiur before his service in the Beis Hamikdash, so too we're washing our hands with a kli before we serve Hashem during the day. V'lahalocha anu tosim kishnei hata'omim l'chumr l'inyan netila. L'maisa, we hold like both reasons of the rush, that it's because we're washing our hands because they're dirty and we're washing for tefillah after the night. And according to the Rashba, that we're like a bria chadasha, we're thanking Hashem for the new opportunity to serve Him. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, we take on both reasons, l'chumr l'gavid netila, like we'll see later on in this siman. V'in lo berach al netilas yadayim kodem atfilah, if one did not make a brach of al netilas yadayim before davening, shuv lo yivarich achar atfilah l'kul yama. Then according to everyone, he will not make the brach after tefillah. In note number four, he explains why. U'vetam adavar kosev achai odom, she tefillah hi b'mokom korban. The tefillah is like the place of a korban. V'tzarech odom l'kadesh es aspo b'netilas yadayim gekoen lifnei avodoso, like we just saw in the Rashba, that we're washing in the morning like the Kohen would wash before he would do the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, so to washing before our avoda, and our avoda is the tefillah. Va'akein lo nitan lahashlim alachar tefillah. Therefore, you can't make up the bracha after the tefillah. Huva b'shev agar b'chayin kenyeski shel achar tefillah haynu lachar tefillas lachash. Once you said yisrael shmeres, you can make the bracha. And therefore, according to everyone, both according to the rush that you're washing, making the bracha for the tefillah, so you certainly can't make a bracha after the tefillah, that's too late. And also, according to the Rashba, when you're like a Kohen doing the avoda, you wash before the avoda, so too over here, you would have to make the bracha only before davening, not after davening. Because they're understanding that the service that you're doing, the avoda is the avoda shebelev. It's for the tefillah. Once you do that, it's like the korban's done already. Like your avoda was done already.
You washed your hands. You should have.
Right, but the bracha has to be made then. Has to be made before. Let's see one more mishavura for today. Sifkat and Beis. We said you wash netilah shadayim in the morning and you make a bracha. Umiyad achar hanatila yivarech. Immediately after the washing, you make the bracha. Ve'ein tzarach lahamtin al hanigov. You don't have to wait until you dry your hands. V'gam hanigov einu ma'akev. And also the drying is not ma'akev, the mitzvah, as opposed to when you wash for bread. However, v'yesh ma'achmirim shelo yivarech ad achar shi'enagev yodov. Some are ma'achmir that you should not make the bracha until after you dry your hands. The svir lehu de'einu ra'achro sar mehayadayim ad achar hanigov. They hold that, the third reason that we mentioned why you wash your hands is to get rid of the ruachro, the evil spirits. They hold that does not come off on the hands until after you dry them. And therefore, you want to dry first to make the bracha. V'svir lehu, they hold the asur levar. They hold that you can't make a bracha when you have the ruach ruah on your hands, and therefore bedafka you should dry them. But the das of the poskim is not that way, that you can't make the bracha before you dry them, because you can make a bracha even though the ruach ruah is on one's hands. The Seder Hayom writes that one should not touch his clothing until he washes negavaser. In note number 7, he points out that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, in terms of your yarmulke, it doesn't count. The minute you get to put, if your yarmulke, if you weren't wearing it at night or it fell off at night, you put it on before you wash the Tilas Adayim. But Ubu Gemara lo mashma ken. The Gemara is not mashma that one can't touch his clothing before he washes. Isa ba brachos daf nun aleph. The Gemara brachos says on daf nun aleph, al tito chalukcha shachris miyad hashamish v'tulbash. One should not take his garment in the morning from a shamish to wear it. Mishum sakonas mazikin. That's because of a sakona from Mazikin, that's a little bit of the heebie-jeebie kind of thing. Elo yitleyu ve'atzmo mimakum shu'usham. Rather, you should take your clothing by yourself from the place where they are. Ve'afilu osu ha'shamish kvar noto yodav. It doesn't matter, even if the shamish washed his hands already, still, you should not take it from his hands. Amrinam b'gemara, the Gemara says, rochets odom ponov yodav v'raglov v'chol yom v'shum kavod kono. Now that we're on the topic of washing hands, we bring the Gemara that says that a person should wash his face, hands, and feet every day because of the honor of his creator. However, ubu medino seinu she'ein anu hochem b'cheifim. Nowadays, in our places where we don't walk around barefoot, ein tzarech lirchot raglov shachris. One is not required to wash his feet in the morning, and therefore, for our purposes, we have to wash our hands and our face in the morning for the honor of our Creator. We'll stop here, and in Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, we will continue weiter in Siman Daled.